From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo asked political parties to stop talking about election delay. Indonesia received smart classroom assistance worth 2.7 billion rupiah from China. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny J. Plate said that President Joko Widodo had clearly asked political parties to stop talking about the postponement of the 2024 general election or presidential terms extension. This affirmation, he said, was conveyed by President Joko Widodo at the plenary cabinet session, which was attended by cabinet members. According to Minister Plate, all parties must now focus on the national agenda and other national issues. The public have already known the schedule of the 2024 parliamentary and presidential election. The date is February 14, 2024. Indonesia received technological innovation assistance in the form of a smart classroom worth 1.2 million yuan or around 2.7 billion rupiah from the Chinese Ministry of Education. Attaché for Education and Cultures at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Yaya Sutaria said on Sunday that the educational facilities assistance is based on the consideration of good relation with China, especially in the fields of education, culture, research, and technology. Smart Classroom is an information technology innovation that can be used for virtual learning processes. The assistance will be distributed to 24 educational institutions ranging from high schools, vocational high schools, polytechnics to universities across Indonesia. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Melanie Joly will visit Indonesia and Vietnam from April 9 to 14 to expand partnerships and reiterate Canada's commitment to engagement with nations throughout the regions as part of the forthcoming Canadian Indo-Pacific strategy. According to a release by the Embassy of Canada received by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Sunday, Minister Joly will meet government officials, including Minister for Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, to highlight Canada's 70th anniversary of bilateral relation with Indonesia. She will also meet stakeholders on policy and regional securities in the Indo-Pacific and feminist leaders supporting gender equality and women's empowerment in Indonesia. In meetings with Asian officials, she will reaffirm Canada's commitment to the association, particularly to its central role in bringing peace, security, and prosperity in Southeast Asia. Let's move it on to the international news. President Joe Biden will virtually meet Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday. The White House said at the time when the United States has made clear it does not want to see an uptick in Russia's energy imports by India. Talib Singh, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics, who visited India recently, said the United States will not set any red line for India on its energy imports from Russia, but does not want to see a rapid acceleration in purchases. French leader Emmanuel Macron and challenger Marine Le Pen qualified on Sunday for what promises to be a very tightly fought presidential election runoff on April 24th, pitting a pro-European economic liberal against a far-right nationalist. With partial results putting Macron in first place ahead of Le Pen after Sunday's first round voting, other major candidates admitted defeat. Except for another far-right candidate, Eric Zemmour, they all urged voters to block the far-right in 2 weeks' time. If a pollsters predicted a tight runoff with 51% for Macron and 49% for Le Pen, the gap is so tight that victory either way is within the margin of error. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison extended his lead as the country's preferred leader, but his government could still lose the federal election to be held next month. A poll showed on Monday, the first day of the official campaign. A news poll conducted for the Australian newspaper showed Morrison gaining a point to 44%, while opposition leader Anthony Albanese falling 3 points to 39%, the largest lead the Prime Minister has held over his rival since February. Sri Lanka's doctors warned on Sunday they were nearly out of life-saving medicines and said the island nation's economic crisis threatened a worse death toll than the coronavirus pandemic, weeks of power blackouts and severe shortage of food, fuel and pharmaceuticals have brought widespread misery to Sri Lanka. Mounting public anger over the crisis has seen large protests calling for President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's resignation. Let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesia participates in the Australia's Auto Aftermarket Expo 2022.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights. Indonesia participates in the Australian Auto Aftermarket Expo 2022. Listeners, the Ministry of Trade through the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center Sydney, in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, participated in the Australian Auto Aftermarket Expo 2022. The exhibition was held in Melbourne, Australia from 7 to 9 April. The Indonesian Pavilion carried the theme, "The Workshop of the Future is Here." The Indonesian Pavilion was opened virtually by Director General of Nation Export Development, Didi Sumedi. At the first day of the exhibition, the Indonesian Pavilion was visited by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, accompanied by Indonesian Consul General for Melbourne and Tasmania, Kunchoro Waseso. Didi explained that the Australian Auto Market Expo is the only exhibition among the largest business players or B2B in Australia, which is held every 2 years. This exhibition brings together automotive sector business players from various world-renowned brands. In addition, this exhibition also coincides with the holding of the Australian Grand Prix Formula One. This is a good moment that the Indonesian Pavilion could take advantage to attract more visitors, business players, and Australian automotive activists. Canberra Trade Attaché, the Embassy of Republic Indonesia, Agung Wicaksono Sohirin, state that the increasing number of components and accessories for motorized vehicle from Indonesia in the Australian market could increase Australian market interest and confidence in the Indonesian automotive industry. Meanwhile, the CEO of the Australian Auto Aftermarket Association, Stuart, said the Indonesian automotive sector has good potential to meet market demand in Australia. The Australia Auto Aftermarket Expo 2022 exhibition was attended by around 400 participants from various countries. Besides being visited by potential buyers from Australia, the Indonesian Pavilion was also visited by buyers from Spain, Germany, South Korea, Thailand, India, and also China. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Today in History starts with the event on April 11, 1919, when the International Labour Organization was founded. The International Labour Organization, or ILO, is a forum that accommodates international labour issues under the United Nations. The ILO was founded on April 11, 1990 as the part of Versailles Agreement after the First World War. This organization is one of the agencies under the auspices of the UN, which aims to provide guidance in creating labor laws relating to labor rights and obligations. On 11 June 1950, Indonesia became a member of the ILO. Let's move to the event on April 11, 1979, when Ugandan President Idi Amin was ousted. The president of Uganda, Idi Amin, was very authoritarian and repressive to anyone who disagreed with him. Uganda's previously prosperous economy was destroyed after Idi Amin nationalized all foreign companies and activities in his country and expelled non-indigenous people out of Uganda. As a result of his authoritarian policies, the Ugandan people revolted and the opposition, along with the Ugandan National Liberation Army, assisted by Tanzanian troops, attacked Uganda. Then, they besieged the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Finally, on April 11, 1979, this attack forced Ugandan President Idi Amin to lose his position and flee to Libya, then ask for asylum to Saudi Arabia. We end today in history with the event on April 11, 2012, when the earthquake occurred in Sumatra. An earthquake with magnitude of 8.6 shook the water west of Sumatra Island. The earthquake was also felt in part of Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand to Sri Lanka. A few hours the earthquake occurred, the tsunami occurred in several islands. The earthquake killed 5 people and injured 7. That was Today in History.
Kilauan, peluh dan air mata.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on government increases the competitiveness of export commodities, attracts investors. The Indonesian government continues to encourage global export commodities through increasing competitiveness and a number of trade promotion facilities in order to attract investors. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto in the Indonesian Data and Economic Webinar Kata Data 2022 Thursday said the government is developing global trade through the promotion of sustainable industries with a downstream strategy. According to Mr. Erlangga, the downstreaming is expected to increase the competitiveness of export commodities at the global level and strengthen the domestic manufacturing industry. Downstreaming is an effort made to increase the added value of an item or commodity by processing raw goods into semi-finished goods or finished goods. Another support provided by the government to increase commodity competitiveness is to develop export-based horticultural bonded zones. This method is a combination of the provision of capital and technology by companies as well as land and labor by farmers. It is carried out so that the quality of the commodities produced can be further competitive so that they are able to penetrate the international market. Erlangga Hartarto emphasized that in addition to providing trade and investment promotion facilities, the government also disseminated the use of local currency settlement. Other incentive was also given by the government in the form of an extension of the deadline for submitting the exemption of export suspension sanctions. This policy is the government's response in reducing the impact felt by exporters due to the pandemics. Furthermore, Mr. Erlangga said, despite some global challenges, various leading indicators of the national economy continue to show a significant trend of economic improvement and is on a positive path, among others as shown by Indonesia's trade balance, which remains in surplus within a period of 22 months consecutively since May 2020. The surplus is due to an increase in the price of export commodities such as coal, crude palm oil, and nickel. The increase of commodity prices is projected to be a good opportunity for Indonesia's trade balance in 2022. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Menyangka tingkahmu kadang berbeda selalu.
Editor Ross Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Mepar Island in the Riau Islands province. This island has not only beautiful scenery, but also historical sites. Mepar Island is located in the south of Lingga Island. Administratively, this island is in the area of Mepar Village, Lingga District, Riau Islands province. To reach this island, visitors can depart from Batam or Bintan Island. The sea transportation to Jagoh Dabo Singkep Harbor on Singkep Island is available every day. Furthermore, visitors must continue the journey by speedboat to get to Mepar Island. It takes approximately 30 minutes. Mepar Island is famous for its historical tourism, one of which is the Four Fortresses of the Riau Lingga Kingdom Heritage. The four fortresses are Hilir, Lekok, Tanjung Segitiga, and Tengah. Lekok Fortress is located on a hill and is directly opposite Tanjung Buton, which is located on Lingga Island and is equipped with 7 cannons. Unfortunately, the fortresses are currently in a state of disrepair and overgrown with weeds. However, this does not reduce the interest of visitors to visit it because it can be an amazing attraction. Listener, besides the historical sites, the local residents who live on Mepar Island are also an attraction of this island. Until now, they maintain their shelter houses, Tanah Bunda Melayu. Every tourist who comes to this island does not need to rent a hotel room, because the local residents will be happy to provide their home for tourists who want to spend the night on this Mepar Island. This is because the residents of Mepar Island still maintain the legacy of adoptive parents, which means that every newcomer who visits their village is their child who needs a shelter. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom. The getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about sakit, which means sick. So stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Ada Obatnya, which means Is There Any Medicine? This conversation is between Kevin and Mela, his workmate. They talk on the phone. Kevin has fever. Mela wants to know if Kevin has fever medicine or not.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? Tidak ada, which means no, there isn't. Ada termometernya, which means is there any thermometer? Ada, which means yes, there is. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? In the question, there is the word ada. Which means, is there, placed in the beginning of the question. To find out if someone has something or not, you can use the word ada, which means is there. For example, ada obatnya, which means, is there any medicine? Another example to find out if someone has something or not is, ada termometernya, which means, is there any thermometer? In Indonesian, an expression used when taking medicine is minum obat, which means take medicine. So, if you want to say that you have taken medicine in Indonesian, you may say, saya sudah minum obat, which means I have taken medicine. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan by Hetty Koes Endang. The song Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan, which was popularized by Teti Kadi, tells the story of a person who comes to her lover's hometown to spend time together. This song was composed by Aloysius Rianto and first recorded in 1960s. Anyone will immediately fall in love with this song because the music and lyrics are very beautiful. Other musicians also sing the song. If you are Hetty Koes Endang's fans, you need to listen to this song, which is sung in the very distinctive and melodious keroncong style. Well, listener, here is Hetty Koes Endang with the keroncong song Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Harus siap, belajar Mama. Dan selalu mengucap syukur apa yang Tuhan kasihkan.
Ya.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.